You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
DeAndre Swift, man, you know, the story here, you know, 23 touches in this game, you know, well over 100 yards, sharing some goal line looks with Roshan, but he's still getting some goal line looks. You know, they took Swift out because he couldn't score and then brought Roshan in and he ended up scoring the goal line touchdown. But Swift ended up getting some goal line touchdowns as well. And, you know, he's kind of doing his thing over the last 2 weeks, right? And is it going to stick? Listen. He has another great matchup next week, right? Like,
of course,
you know, against Jacksonville before the bye. And then he has Washington, and then he has Arizona. So the matchups coming up are relatively good, you know?
Yeah.
Now, what do we do?
Good matchups.
It's either do we sell him now, right? And, you know, because it's a risk that he's not doing his, he's not going to continue to keep it up, right? Because of what we've seen earlier in the season.
Right.
Or, we think that the production is going to continue because he is doing his thing in the receiving game at the very least, right? 47 yards receiving in this game, 72 yards receiving in the last game, you know, five targets, four targets the week before. So the target share has been there and the production has been in the receiving game at the very least. And he's you know, kind of doing all right in the run game. Not overly efficient. He should have been more efficient in this game against Carolina, to be honest. Yep. 2.5 yards a carry. So what do you think? Like, should we just continue to roll with it, you know, with a good matchup next week? Because he does have the bye the following week. Or do we kind of move off of Swift to try to upgrade after two big weeks?
I don't know. I'm still tempted to move off of him because I don't like that Roshan Johnson's getting those touchdowns. But still, if the offense is going to be performing as well as it did this past week, as it has been the past couple weeks, I think the matchups coming up are enough to say maybe I keep him on my team. Hopefully we'll get another RB1 performance, or at least a high RB2 performance from him in each of the next few weeks, and then try to move him. But at that point, you know, it's really tough. I know we put out the post, we said he was cooked, but the way they're using him right now is much better compared to what we were seeing earlier in the season. There's more of a rotation.
This is RB1 utilization, like what we're seeing over the past 2 weeks.
Khalil Herbert was a thing earlier in the season. He's not right now. Roshan Johnson is now
zero.
Yeah, it's now 1-2. DeAndre Swift, the primary, and then Roshan Johnson coming in scoring those touchdowns. I can't help but think what we'd be talking about with DeAndre Swift if he got one of those touchdowns that Roshan Johnson got, if he ended up with two touchdowns on the day, because they're like, uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy that's has this touchdown upside. He's going to be getting the goal line role. He has a goal line role. Just happened to be Roshan getting the touchdowns in this one. I might be inclined to say, with the matchups coming up, I'm just going to hold on to him and play him. Because I don't think, if he's going to come through in good matchups, and it looks like he's going to be able to, I don't think he's going to be a problem in my lineup. You probably drafted him to be an RB2, and if you're getting 20-some points like you've gotten each of the past 2 weeks out of your RB2, you're pretty happy with that. I think he has a safe floor as long as he keeps getting this type of usage.
He had a good matchup in week 3 as well and shit the bed. That's you know, so I don't know. Like what has he done for us lately?
See, that's the question. You know, that's what happens a lot in fantasy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's easy to just forget a tough performance if he comes through in a big way for you the next week. Right. But you're right. You don't want to just ignore that. It's true. He did have a good matchup.
That is my concern. But Jacksonville is a pretty solid matchup this week. So, I mean, if you need the running back, keep him. If you can upgrade to like a more dependable high-end RB2, maybe do that. But it's a tough situation.